Right now, I want to take some of the incredible promises of God, and I want to pray them over you. I want to encourage you that as you listen to these prayers prayed over you, that listening has an incredible impact on your faith. But as you listen to it and then you pray these over you, it has a multiplied impact over your life. Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Father, right now, I declare faith is rising in this person, and that, Father, they are knowing that anything is possible. All things are possible. In Jesus' name, I declare that hope into them right now. 1 John 3:8, second part. "For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Father, I thank you that all disease, all sickness, all discouragement, fear is of the enemy, and we refuse it. And God, your presence destroys it. Therefore, life, healing, joy, peace are flowing in them right now in Jesus' name. Colossians 1:12, "Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light." Father, right now I thank you that we don't qualify ourselves, so they are qualified for all of the inheritance of the saints. Therefore, healing, peace, joy, protection, long life, Father, I thank you. They are qualified for all the good things that Jesus has won for us. Colossians 1:13. "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love." Father, right now, I thank you that all fear, sickness, torment, we have been delivered from it. All mental illness, all depression, we have been delivered from it. And we are conveyed, moved, transported into the kingdom of his Son, where it is healing, life, and blessing. I speak that right now into them in Jesus' name. Luke 10:19. "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Father, I thank you right now that Satan, the father of lies, will be recognized every time he whispers a wrong thought in their ear. And I declare that they will trample on all of his efforts, that nothing shall by any means hurt them, and they walk in the blessing of God. Ephesians 4:27, "And do not give the devil an opportunity to lead you into sin by holding a grudge or nurturing anger or harboring resentment or cultivating bitterness." Father, I thank you right now. We forgive everyone who has hurt us, who has done things to us. We let it go so that our heart can be free to believe in you and to believe for a remarkable recovery and healing in Jesus' name. Psalms 42:11. "Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." Father, I thank you right now for peace and joy rising up within them right now, and the peace of God and the smile that goes on their face, because we know we have victory. Malachi 4:2. "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves." Father, I thank you right now that like a young calf jumping in the stall, the life, the blessing, the strength of God is upon them right now. Energy, flowing into every cell in that body in Jesus' name. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Father, right now I thank you for the joy of the Lord that comes from our spirit where Jesus is, radiating even now into that mind. And that, Father, the peace, the joy, that, Father, there's a smile on their face as they look to Jesus. Proverbs 12:18. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. Father, right now, I declare health, healing, victory over every part of that body and that mind. In the name of Jesus, our words declare we will live long and strong and healthy in Jesus' name. Psalms 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Father, in Jesus' name, I stand in agreement with them right now. We send your word and declare, body, you are healed. Mind, you are whole. Psalms 103:2-3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Father, I thank you right now that every sin, every mistake, everything that they've done has been forgiven. And because of Jesus, every disease is healed. Thank you, Father. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Father, I thank you right now that because of Jesus, we have received every miracle, every healing. It is ours. We call it done in the name of Jesus. And body, you must submit to the healing power of God that is in my spirit, that is in our spirits. Body, mind, be whole in Jesus' name. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Father, I thank you right now that whatever injuries or wounds that have been placed on this person through accidents or even heartache and pain on the mind, we speak healing, restoration, and health in Jesus' name. Proverbs 3:7-8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Father, because of Jesus on the cross, we have health to our flesh, and I speak strength to every one of those bones, all sickness leaving and strength flowing into their flesh and their bones in Jesus' name. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his Spirit who dwells in you. Father, I thank you right now that the Spirit of God is inside of them, and it is radiating health and life every second, every minute, every hour, every day of every week. It is radiating life into their body in Jesus' name. Mark 5:34. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Father, I thank you right now that the faith of this person is in Jesus, who died for them on the cross, paid the price for their sin and sickness. And now we declare that they are filled with peace and they are healed of their affliction in Jesus' name. 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Father, I thank you right now for the presence of God that is helping that mind, that soul, to know the truth and to trust in Jesus. And health and prosperity flows in their life in Jesus' name. Exodus 23:25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Father, I thank you that Jesus qualifies us for every promise in the Old Testament, and that right now, everything they eat, every medicine that they take, every drug treatment that is going on, that it only does good, has no side effects, and sickness is removed from the midst of them in the name of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Father, I thank you that every one of us is free from the effects of sin. Every one of us is righteous as a gift, and because of Jesus and his stripes, we are healed. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Father, today we just take time to praise you and to thank you that you've saved us, you've healed us, and we want to praise you, because you are a good God. Luke 4:40. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, Jesus. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Father, we thank you that it is your will to heal everyone. And I speak healing right now into that physical body and into that mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew 8:16-17. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Father, I thank you that Jesus bore our sicknesses and took our infirmities. And if any spirit of the enemy would try to bring sickness and disease into their life, I command its power broken now and gone, and only the life of Jesus flows on this mind and in this body. Matthew 8:2-3. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Father, right now I thank you that it is your will to heal and to cleanse a body from all effects of disease and sickness. So in Jesus' name, I speak life, be whole, be clean in the name of Jesus. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Father, I thank you that the life of Jesus is in them right now. And because of that, we live and walk on this planet like Christ would, healed, healthy, whole, at peace, and at joy in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 3 and verse 16. And His name, Jesus, through faith in His name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through Him, Jesus, has given Him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Father, I thank you that the faith of Jesus has been given to us, and that we believe with His faith. I declare them strong in faith, at peace. No fear, no doubt is allowed in their mind, because our focus is on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Philippians 2:13. For it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work, that is, strengthening, energizing, and creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for His good pleasure. Father, I thank you right now for the strength of God rising up within them. I thank you right now for a strong desire to walk in health, to be whole, and to serve Jesus. And that will to live and to be whole permeates every cell of their body in Jesus' name. Proverbs 4:20 to 22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Father, I thank you right now that as they're going through these verses, that their heart is filled with your word, that health is flowing into their body and into their mind. I thank you they will not be diverted. Their attention will always be on the power of God, what Jesus has done on the cross, and we're going to continue to thank you till everything is healthy, healed, and whole in Jesus' name. 1 John 5:14 to 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of Him. Father, I thank you right now that it is your will to have life abundantly in our body and in our mind, and therefore life flows in them right now. And their request for health and healing, their belief that Jesus paid it all, and now healing and health is a part of their inheritance, Father, that brings life into them in Jesus' name. Psalms 103, 2 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Father, I thank you that the life of Jesus is inside of them, and therefore their youth is being renewed, energized, health is flowing in every organ. Life is flowing in that mind. Bones, ligaments, tendons are moving into place and receiving the life of God. Thank you, there's no condemnation, no worry, because Jesus has taken every sin. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. Amen. Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God, like eagles rising toward the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Father, right now, I speak strength to their body. I speak strength to their mind. I thank you as we wait on you, look to you, that your strength brings new strength and new power every day to help us rise above everything that is thrown at us in this life. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke 4:40. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. Father, I thank you that because Jesus is inside of us, that we don't need his physical hands laid on us to be healed. But Father, right now, they've accepted you. The Spirit of Jesus is within them. And all disease and all sickness has to go as the life of Jesus radiates into that body right now. Luke 4:18-19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me, Jesus, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. In Jesus' name, I declare every broken heart healed. I declare every captive who's held captive to anything, any addiction, any way of thinking is set free. I thank you right now that the anointing of Jesus is upon them, and it sets every captive free, breaks the power of every disease and every lie, and the peace of God flows in their life right now. Isaiah 53:3-5. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him, Jesus. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Father, I thank you right now that Jesus took all our sin, our shame, our discouragement. He took all the curse of the law that we would have brought into our own lives. And because he took it, we don't have to. So right now, I declare them healed, whole, strong, their mind filled with peace, their mind filled with joy. Father, we thank you that because of Jesus, we are righteous. It was given to us as a gift, and Jesus qualifies us for every miracle we need. Thank you, Jesus.